Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1106, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to finish up. I said that last year, actually, but we're doing Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, which we did a long time ago, but an interesting question came up. A person driving in a car, whatever, leaving a chasna, they forgot the bench. What do we do? And we went through all those halachas the last few shiurim, reviewing, as we always do, if a question comes up, even though it's something that we did do in the past, which Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, in the halachas of leaving one's place before they benched. So the halachas, if the question comes up, we try and review it again. So one more last thing, which I did want to go through, which is of extreme importance. Now, we said, of course, you have to bench in the place that you ate, right? And if a person left by mistake, they're supposed to go back to that place where they ate and bench over there. If it's b'shas adchak, if they're stuck or whatever the case is, and they left by mistake, so then they, b'dieved, they would be able to bench, and they're stuck, they're on the highway or whatever. Like in this case, they left the wedding, they would be able to bench in a place where they're at, but you have to be careful. It's within 72 minutes from the time you took the last bite. And we mentioned last year, we spoke about, let's say it's on a big meal, right? I'm still full. It's past 72 minutes. I just realized it's already an hour and a half. It's 2 hours, but I'm still packed from the meal, right? I'm still packed from the meal. So as long as a person is still feeling full, they're not starting to feel hungry from the food that they ate, right? I had a big chasna meal. I packed it in, right? I'm still full 2 hours later. They it's b'dieved, of course, but you would still be allowed to bench, especially in that case whereby it's a deraisa. So up to 72 minutes for sure, but if they're still feeling full, they have to still bench. Now, I just want to mention one thing. Mishmaru does say, Nirish Shabala Puke, that this is all coming to exclude. He brings this down in Sifkat and Yod Ches. Imhu Mishai Shaba Oisayo Achila. In other words, am I still full from that eating or not? Levada, Imhu Mishai Shaba Oisayo Achila Levada, Hoyekavar Shirles Akal, right? So then, Vahoyekhoizalias Rav, once you start to feel hungry, you lost it. You lost it. Up to 72 minutes, we said in general, Mishmaru says it's a chiv to bench. So it's okay. But past that, I'm starting to feel hungry. That's it. It's over. And going further, he says, Ochal Oid. So I'm starting to feel hungry, but then I ate something else, right? I ate some cookies or cake after that. Now I'm not feeling hungry anymore. So, but that won't help you. He says, now you remembered. In other words, you passed the 72 minutes and I started feeling hungry. So you lost it. You lost it, right? I'm past 72 minutes. I started feeling hungry. So could I still bench? No, you can't. But now I go ahead and I eat some cake and cookies, right? I make a mazonos and I eat some cake and cookies. Now you remember, that you forgot the bench. You cannot make berachas hamazon anymore because the original eating was lost. The fact that you're still full now, that's from the new food, but the original food you lost. So that's a very interesting point. So that's what he says. Just real quickly to review that. Imhu mishayshab oisa achila levada. Hoya kavar shir lezakol, right? Vahoya choyza lias. Rav has started feeling hungry again. In the meantime, voide zezman, meshach zman, ochal oy mishiyar mezonos. You started eating more mezonos or something else, right? Machmas. And because of that, now you're not hungry anymore. Then now you remembered you forgot the bench and it's past, and you started feeling hungry past 72 minutes. Achra chila rishaina, leyachal avar choy berch zemazin. You cannot bench anymore. If you're within 72 minutes, you could still bench. Because up to 72 minutes, we said that would be fine. Okay, so now just one more last thing. So that's basically sums up that story with Kuf Pei Dalid. Just one more thing I want to mention. In reference to leaving. So we said you're not supposed to leave the place, but if somebody had in mind when they made the hamotzi that they're going to finish in a different place and they're going to eat bread in the other place, so that would be fine. In other words, I'm going to buy a shal, I'm going to eat shalash shudis and bench in shul, or I'm going to a sheva bracha, so I'm going to finish my meal in a different place, and in the other place I'm going to have bread, and I have in mind when I make the hamotzi and so on, so then that will be fine. Now, when you get to the other place, you must eat bread, challah or matzah. It won't help if you eat cake or whatever. It has to be bread, challah, matzah, and it could be less than a kazayis. Even less than a kazayis would still be fine. It doesn't have to be a kazayis, but it must be bread. Bread meaning bread, challah, matzah. And even less than a kezayis. And even if somebody forgotten, they left, if they have bread with them, that would help. That would make it much better. In other words, if they have in the second location where they remember they forgot to bench and they're now off the bench, if they have a small shtickle bread, that would be great. That's what, and then it would be mamish lechatchila, sort of, because you're finishing your meal in that place. But the question is, when you eat the new bread, what do you do? So in the place, when you had in mind, you don't have to rewash. It's all part of the original meal. You don't have to wash and bend, wash and make a mitzvah again. But if you were Mesiach Das in the middle, you forgot the bench and you left the house and you forgot about the whole thing. So if you were Mesiach Das, and you had no intentions of eating anything else, now for your new shtickle bread, you have to wash and make a new hamoitzi in the new place. So if it's part of the original meal when you had it in mind, you don't, because that's part of your original meal. So the you don't have to make a new hamoitzi. It just continues on to the next place. And then you would lechatchila be able to bench. But even in the second case scenario, whereby you had a small piece of bread and you were Mesiach Das and you took your mind and you said, you're done, you finished eating, but now you have a little piece of bread, it's a good thing to wash, make the hamaitzi, and then finish benching over there and try and eat a kezayis under a 4-minute period. And that would help make it sort of more along the lines of lechatchila in that case. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, baruch, kol tov.